This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Toward the end of the special session, there was a new hot topic at the Capitol, attrition.
A big discussion now about this attrition issue as a basis for balancing the budget.
It started with Representative Rick Edmonds' bill to fix the shortfall without using any rainy day dollars.
There's 1,750 positions thereabout that are funded and unfilled, and that money represents, with benefits, about $107 to $108 million.
The positions he's referring to are state jobs, also known as TOs. Barry Ducey, director of the State Office of Planning and Budget, explains.
A TO is nothing more than a position in the table of organization. When we develop the budget, we fund those positions at 100% less than attrition rate.
But what is this attrition rate?
We know throughout the year somebody's going to leave. So we try to capture a historical rate in which a particular position is vacant at some point during the year.
The savings realized while the state isn't paying a salary or benefits are already calculated into the state budget. And there are far fewer state jobs now than there used to be. 9 years ago, there were 93,500 state workers. Now?
What is our total TOs for all state agencies?
32,510.
So holding jobs vacant for the next 4 months and finding another $12.9 million in attrition dollars, which is what the legislature okayed in the end, isn't going to be easy.
Attrition savings are going to be very, very hard to identify.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.